North State Public Radio. I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Thursday, March 14th. Last month, the Butte Prescribed Burn Association hosted a pile burn day at a property in Berry Creek. It plans to host two more burn days this weekend in Forest Ranch. Wolfie Rugel works for the Butte County Resource Conservation District and attended last month's burn. She says indigenous people used to set a lot more prescribed fires than this.
And they put down a lot of fire. Probably more than almost any other group of people anywhere in the world.
The landowner who lost a home in the 2020 Bear Fire says his Native American heritage makes him feel strongly about taking care of the land and adapting it to fire. We'll have an audio postcard from the event coming up later in headlines. Stay tuned. For now, the Fire Victim Trust announced on Tuesday it will soon disburse another payment of settlement money owed to survivors of the 2015 Butte Fire, the 2017 North Bay Fires, and the 2018 Camp Fire. After that payment, some survivors will have received 66% of their total claims for damages. Previously, they had received 60%. Survivors must have accepted a determination of the total settlement amount to be eligible. They must also sign two release forms before receiving the payment. The trust said payments could start as early as April 25th. It urged survivors and legal representation to submit the necessary forms by April 1st to receive the money as soon as possible. According to the Santa Rosa Press-Democrat, after this most recent payment, the trust will have disbursed around $14 of the $19 billion of compensation claimed by fire survivors. And in other news, workers from Pacific Gas and Electric Company will begin laying underground cables in Oroville next week. According to a press release from the company, contractors will start excavation work along Highway 162 starting Monday. Crews will work at night to reduce traffic delays. Residents should still expect up to 15-minute delays on weekdays between 9 at night and 6 in the morning. The company estimates it will take 6 weeks to complete the project. PG&E has pledged to underground 10,000 miles of cable to prevent sparking devastating wildfires with their equipment. And the Butte County Board of Supervisors is considering a ban on Bitcoin machines. According to reporting by the Chico Enterprise Record, the machines, which resemble ATMs, are connected to an increasing number of scams. The paper reports that a detective from the Chico Police Department told the Board of Supervisors at its meeting on Tuesday that the department has investigated around 24 reports of theft connected with the machines. Losses have amounted to more than $200,000. After yesterday's presentation, the Butte County Board of Supervisors directed County Council to draft a plan for a potential ban on the machines. The California Senate is also considering legislation to crack down on the fraud. Also, a Chico resident recently caught footage of a mountain lion on their security camera near Five Mile Recreation Area. Mountain lions are common in the foothills, but seldom seen. Shane Romaine is the Assistant Parks and Natural Resources Manager for the City of Chico. He says there are a few sightings in the area every year, but it's more common to see mountain lions at night.
It's very, very, very rare to see them during that day. They don't want to interface with people. They want to roam their territory and find their food and do what they naturally do.
He could only recall one negative encounter years ago when a mountain lion approached hikers in Upper Bidwell Park and was driven off by their dog. If you do happen to meet one, he says, stay calm, maintain eye contact, make noise, and try to drive it off by throwing rocks or branches. But, Romaine says, never turn your back and never run. That's the way prey behaves. And he says, report the sighting to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. And snacks like Skittles, Flamin' Hot Cheetos, and Jell-O could be banned from California schools under new legislation at the state capitol. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
The bill would prohibit public schools from selling or distributing foods with 6 common dyes, including red 40 and yellow 5. A 2021 study by the state linked synthetic food dyes to hyperactivity and neurobehavioral problems in kids. Democratic Assemblymember Jesse Gabriel is behind the legislation. He says as a student, he struggled with ADHD, and now one of his children has the disorder.
It harms our kids, and it undermines our investments when we provide them with support and therapy in the morning, And then at lunch, we expose them to chemicals that undo all of that good work.
The Encino Democrat was behind last year's so-called Skittles bill that will ban the sale of foods with four additives beginning in 2027. The National Confectioners Association, a trade group with members including Hershey and Mars, opposes the legislation and says the dyes have been found safe by the FDA. Nicole Nixon, CAP Radio News.
Tribal governments could receive millions of dollars in funding for rural housing. That's if legislation introduced on Tuesday by Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren is enacted. According to the outlet Native News Online, the money would be used for loans and grants for home repair and new construction for low-income residents. Warren's office noted the ongoing housing crisis in the country has hit families in rural tribal communities especially hard. Finally, John Fickert's ties to his Berry Creek property go back millennia. It burned in the deadly 2020 Bear Fire, or North Complex. Last month, he invited volunteers to clear vegetation, burn it in piles, and enjoy music. NSPR's Jamie Jiang sends this audio postcard.
I am a local Indian, born and raised in Oroville. My grandma was the basket maker from Feather Falls. I'm living in town in a little duplex until I can get this place cleaned up and rebuilt. Now, because it's such a cultural site, here's some more rocks. There's some carvings on these rocks. This was an old Indian village. This site is actually, it's like a winter camp.
I'm Wolfie Rugel. I work at the Butte County Resource Conservation District, and I'm out here today participating in a Butte Prescribed Burn Association pile burn day. There's ancestral bedrock mortars here where you can tell that people were grinding acorns for a long, long time. Must have been a really nice place to live, and it still is.
My name is James Jaffe. I am a cellist and with the Fire and Music Project. Basically, the goal is to take artists and immerse them in the world of prescribed fire, with the goal of sort of just helping us all as Californians shift our relationship with fire.
My name is Julie Zhu, and I composed I Knelt Before the Passing Time. Prescribed burn is everywhere, all over the country, all over the world, and people are slowly learning about these indigenous fire management practices that are so important.
That was an audio postcard from NSPR's Jamie Jiang at a recent pile burn in Berry Creek. And those are your headlines for Thursday, March 14th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Nora Grove.